from Wall Street to the White House. This is the Larry Kudlow Show.
Welcome back, folks. I'm Larry Kudlow. We're going to talk to my very dear pal, Grover Norquist, founder and president of Americans for Tax Reform. Grover, welcome. So as we were talking on the TV show, the word tax cut hardly appeared at all in a two-hour Republican debate in the Ronald Reagan Library, for heaven's sakes. Why didn't they all talk about slashing tax rates? I mean, I don't even think anybody said, let's make the Trump tax cuts permanent. I mean, there was nothing here. You want growth? You want to end big government socialism? Lower tax rates. But it didn't happen. Why not?
Well, they didn't ask the question, the folks right. running it. And that happened in both debates. And Republicans just need to understand that whoever runs the debate, they're doing it because they want to be well-known and thought of as clever. And that means gotcha questions. It does not mean setting up something where everybody could say, what would your tax plan be? Okay. Mm-hmm. Nobody goes, oh, what a brilliant person that has moderated that debate, because it's all about the candidates, which is what it should be about. That said, there are a number of things that stare people in the eye. Trump and the Republicans wanted to go to 15% corporate income tax. It was at 35. It's hard to believe that, but we used to have the worst, highest corporate income tax in the world. Stupider than France is not where you want to be, but we were. And we took that down to 21. That was helpful. That was good. That made us vaguely competitive, okay? But because we have state corporate income taxes, we're still above China and some of the other countries when we shouldn't be. We had to take that down to 14. And the reason I say 14 instead of 15 is that Biden had put in a minimum tax at 15. Nobody wants to make that permanent or even give it any credibility. And the European Union wants to have an OPEC, you know, like a cartel of tax collecting states. We all agree no one will cut taxes below 15%. That's the number they have, 15. So we want to make it very clear. We are not going to let the European Union or Brussels or France or anybody tell us what our tax rates are. The British tried that once and it didn't work out well for them. Mm-hmm. And the other thing here is we want to compete in the world on lower taxes and less costly government regulation. Mm. That's what we want to compete on. I don't want to compete on lower wages, which is the alternative to reducing the cost of government.
You know, all this is so true. And these candidates could have pivoted if they wanted to, but it just, you know, to a tax cutting program. But none of them saw fit to do it. It's interesting, Grover, you know, at every campaign stop, Trump talks about cutting taxes. I mean, he's saying we're going to extend the Trump tax cuts as a minimum and then go further. So they could have gone, you know, we could have had like a 3-point plan. The other thing, you know, you mentioned Europe, they want a digital sales tax or something. And again, we shouldn't allow the Europeans to tax American companies. Only, you know, America's Congress can tax companies. But that's a one. I mean, they're going after our big tech companies overseas.
This is something that the Republicans fought and Trump fought, allowing them to tax our largest and most successful international companies in the digital era. And Biden agreed to allow them to tax income of American firms in America in order to be nice. So that this is why the European Cognizanti always says nice things about the Democratic president, because they give away stuff for free. And they get irritated when Trump says, you know, perhaps you should pay a little bit for your national defense, and perhaps you should not be trying to loot American companies. How about that? And they find that pushy. But Biden, they find very easy to work with, because it comes at the expense of American companies. We invent new industries. Europeans invent new taxes. They can keep them there. We don't want them.
And Grover, to your point on the TV show last week,
yeah,
all the states are cutting taxes. Nobody has pushed this harder or chronicled it better than you have. These state tax cuts, they're proliferating. Why? Because they're popular. But again, none of the candidates on the stage saw fit to talk about that.
Which is funny, because a number of the people come from the states. number of the people running, governors, former governors. In Washington, D.C., you can't get anything done because the Republicans have the House and the Democrats have the Senate. Any good tax cut doesn't get done. But at the state level, there are 25 states with a Republican governor in both houses, or the Republicans have enough votes to override a Democratic veto in a number of states, Kansas and North Carolina and Kentucky, for instance. We have 12 states with Republican governors and legislatures moving to zero. And other states are moving to a flat rate tax first, and then they want to go to zero. Mm. Georgia and Iowa will both be at a flat rate tax. They passed a law to do that. Iowa says, by the way, we're going to zero. We're going to come back in January, February, and start a plan to go exactly to zero over the next several years. And in North Carolina, which has been doing it the longest, they've grown every single year that they cut taxes. Not that the economy grows, revenue comes in, and they cut taxes further. It's been very, very helpful, and it's a great model. And again, Arizona's down to 2.5%. They want to go to zero from there. Ohio's moved to 2 rates, down from 5, and they're looking to go to 1 rate and then to zero. Iowa and Nebraska next door, both going single rate and then to zero. So we have some real opportunities. I was just talking to the next speaker in Utah. They want to take their rate down as well. They have a single rate in Utah. So this is a winning issue for Republicans all across the country. And the Democrats in New York and California have stopped raising the top marginal tax rate. The politics of envy, they realize they lose more people and more money, and they have to tell their legislature, shh, quit, they'll all leave, you idiot, stop doing this. They haven't started cutting taxes, but they'll get there when the pressure from the red states becomes enough.
I mean, really, again, the candidates on the stage in the debate should have talked about this. I mean, they just should have referred to it. I mean, Grover, what's your thinking on the federal level? You've got 37% top tax rate. Biden tried to go after that in Build Back Better, but he couldn't get it. He did get, as you noted earlier, he did get a corporate minimum tax. By the way, the book value of the corporate minimum tax, which makes it even worse. The expensing provisions are phasing down 20%. That's already begun. So there's plenty of openings for these candidates. But in turn, what is your thinking for reform of the federal income tax?
Well, we want to get towards a single rate tax. And one of the reasons it's exciting that there are 7 states with no income tax, so that's a flat rate of zero, 12 that has a flat rate. So that's 19 states have a single rate tax. Another 2 are definitely on track to get there. And there are another 10 moving in that direction. So at the state level, it's clear that voters like a single rate tax, a flat rate tax. The left acts as if there's some consensus for a graduated or progressive tax. That's just not true. In Illinois, deep blue Illinois, same day that Biden won the presidency by about 16 points, by 9 points, people voted down moving away from their constitutional requirement for a single rate tax. So Illinois said, we want a single rate tax. We don't want to be divided into different groups and mugged one at a time. That's the whole point of a graduated or progressive income tax. You can go, oh, I'm just going to hit these guys. The rest of you pay no attention. Then you come back and you get the other guys one at a time.
So what we should move towards it at the federal level.
At the federal level,
yes. We should collapse the reason, collapse
yes. the, take the rates down.
I mean, I'm just saying, collapse the brackets and get the rates down.
We had, as you know, 27% top rate under the Reagan reforms. Bush, unfortunately, broke that, and the Democrats have worked their way up each time. But it cost Bush the presidency, so it could be a little bit of a reminder to people how powerful that issue is. And people don't like high marginal tax rates, even on other people.
And small businesses pay the personal income tax. Isn't that important
here? Yes. And most of the money that comes in is from small unincorporated companies, small as in not General Motors, and we need to take that top individual rate down because that is a tremendous boost for businesses that are pass-throughs or subchapter S's, where they pay the personal income tax instead of the corporate income tax. So we need to think more about that as a pro-growth tax instead of just a, you know, getting rid of the hate and envy part of it that goes to individuals. It is a pro-growth tax cut.
All right, that is really key, Grover. That just what you just said. I mean, if you're going to go to a 15% corporate tax, why not seek a 15% income tax, individual income tax, which would be paid by small business? So it's a level playing field, and you'd have terrific incentives to produce. I mean, I think that's something to strive for. Anyway, Grover, I got to run. Grover Norquist, folks, the founder and the president of Americans for Tax Reform. Nobody knows it better or has done it better. We're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to bring in a golden oldie, my old pal Jim Petakukas, who's got a new book about the next future for America. I'm Kudlow. We'll be right back.
Larry Kudlow.